The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at American Computer Technologies, Act Smart IT, actsmartit.com. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Good to have you, as always. In this week, Windows 11, future.
Yeah, the future of which Microsoft operating systems always have a limited timeline. So, but we need to talk about what's actually going to be happening with that. But the important thing is that, you know, Windows 10, we know, is going to be end of life fully October 2025. So we've got a little over a year and a half or so to continue using Windows 10. But most people should really think about upgrading to Windows 11 now, especially with the new planned update coming out in February. It's going to make Windows 11 compliant with the Digital Marketing Act and the European Economic Area, the EU, which is a big thing, and that's going to help us as well. But the company is also ensuring that Windows 11 now, and this has been a problem for most of us for quite a while, mm-hmm. that Windows 11 will acknowledge user defaults, what we change things to, and then will allow users to uninstall almost all of the inbox apps from the Windows OS. At this point, you can't uninstall many of those apps like Cortana or Edge. Now, because of some of the things that are happening in the EU, they're going to have to allow us to do that.
Okay. Because the legislation in the European Union, and they just want to make the thing able to be compliant with all of that. So that'll impact us, too, because it's just easier to make one version, right?
Exactly right. I find it interesting that the European Union gets Microsoft to do all of this stuff pretty quickly, and we never do.
No, it goes along very slowly, but over in Europe, they do seem to come down quicker in that area, and you're right. I mean, the companies, they want to continue to do business and make sure everything gets sold and used, so I suppose they probably don't want to do it, but they're willing to do it to make for no issues legally.
Yeah, exactly. There are 27 countries that belong to that Digital Market Act. So in the European Union, Economic Union. So if they decided not to react to those challenges or changes, they could probably have some potential problems around the world. Not so much here in the U.S. yet, but 27 countries around the world. So
yeah. All right. So this would be, I mean, good. I mean, imagine most people would like to be able to have the ability to uninstall things.
Yeah, because we own the operating system today. So we should be able to do with it what we see fit. And I think it's great because we find many times that every time you get a new update from, say, Microsoft or Windows, and that comes out about every 4 months right now, any defaults that you've set, like for your PDF reader, for your email client, for your web browser, automatically gets changed back to Windows defaults.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go back in and fix all these things.
Yeah, okay. So that would be, that wouldn't be as fun. It would be easier not to have to do that.
Exactly. So now that they're going to have to actually recognize and acknowledge the settings that we as the users have set up and configured, then it's going to make things easier for anyone using the operating system. Like, it's interesting that they're also releasing and testing right now a new feature called Fix Problems Using Windows Update. Now, this has been a much-desired feature for years, but this will allow users to reinstall, update, and repair Windows 11 without needing to back everything up, and more importantly, without losing files stored on the computer, including documents, software applications, multimedia pictures and videos, or anything else. So when this is working, and it's not working today, it's going to be a boon for anyone who uses Windows 11. So my suggestion or recommendation for folks is if your computer will take Windows 11, let's move to it now because you're going to be getting all the new things as we move ahead. And as we know, Windows 10 is not going to be getting anything more after next year. So.
Mm. Okay, so again, you would recommend that people that maybe wanted to wait with the Windows 10 to go to the Windows 11?
If the system's capable of it, yes, they should do that. We've been doing it for quite a while now. We have not seen any major problems with upgrading to Windows 11, as long as your system can handle it.
Okay. All right. That's good advice there. And it's good to know that so far you haven't experienced any major issues. And as you said, it'll make things easier if you make the transition sooner and give you more choice, it sounds like, as well, right?
Sure. If you want all the new features like Copilot, Assistant, and those types of things, you're going to want to get onto Windows 11 anyway. So there's going to be a limited Windows 10 version of Copilot. And then everything else that Microsoft puts out and everybody else is going to be backed by AI. So you want to make sure that you're in the know when this all starts hitting us.
All right. For more information, you can read David's blog. It's up on his website about the future of Windows 11. And David, people can go read that on your site, right?
Absolutely. Go to AcSmartIT.com and then click on my blog link on the homepage. It'll give you all the information plus links. And everything that's going to be happening with Windows 11 and potentially Windows 12.
All right, AcSmartIT.com, AcSmartIT.com, or Tech Guy's David Snell. He's with us every week at this time on 95.9 WATD. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. That's AcSmartIT.com.